last item. Yay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Madam Clerk, please call item number 17.
An adopted resolution by Supervisor West directing the Administrator of the Behavioral Health Division to continue collaborative strategies with the District Attorney and the Sheriff to create, where possible, enhanced policies and procedures addressing the safety of patients within County Board BHD facilities. Report from the Community Advisory Board for Mental Health, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, Ms. Becker. Is Ms. Lucy still here, or did she have to leave?
No, I'm sorry. She sends her regrets. She wasn't able to stay any longer.
Okay, wonderful. We're happy to have you.
Well, thank you, Chairwoman West and members of the committee. I know our time is short here, so I'll try and cover some highlights and, you know, very much welcome the opportunity to talk with any of you in more detail. Just by way of background, this is the second report from the Community Advisory Board, which was established by this committee and which I have the honor of co-chairing along with Paula Lucy. Our work has been very energetic and very dedicated. The work of the Community Advisory Board is in three work groups based on the charter which was established in your resolution. So there is a work group that is focused on safety, one on patient-centered care, and one that is focused on linkages to community services. And those work groups all include a wonderful mix of providers, advocates, consumers from the community, and we've had a very strong partnership with BHD. I wanted especially to recognize Director Lyday, who's been, you know, wearing so many hats and has been a wonderful partner in the work that we do, and particularly because of the importance of people with developmental disabilities served at the mental health complex. She's brought a particularly helpful perspective, and Supervisor Sanfilippo's been an active and vibrant partner as well. So moving on, what I thought I could do is to share with you at a very high level some of the areas of focus and recommendations that are within this report, and then we would work more closely with the Behavioral Health Division on implementation. As you know, our first report to you had a focus on budget initiatives, and we were successful, again, with your support at having a number of issues addressed in County Executive Walker's budget. So that included additional money for bringing in a safety consultant that was approved in the 2011 budget, additional funding for trauma-informed care, a new initiative for enhancing outpatient services in the community, and finally another initiative which doesn't have a fiscal note but which would look at incorporating peer support within the community services system. So those are all pieces that we look forward to moving forward on, and again to being a partner with BHD on the way in which those are implemented, and thank you for your support in the budget. In terms of the specific recommendations in this report, in the area of the patient-centered care work group, to touch on a few areas, because the groups have worked very hard, so there's quite a bit here and we don't have time to cover it all. There are some areas in terms of the consumer grievance process. This is the right of consumers and their family members to file a grievance. The process that BHD has in place is, you know, certainly one that's in compliance with what the law is, but we saw some opportunities to make it more accessible and easy for people to understand. So we have a number of specific recommendations that would address that, and, you know, I think that there's you know, a lot of interest on the part of BHD and how we can work together to implement those. So that's one area that we'll move forward with. Culture change is another area that has been a big focus for the group. How can we have a more therapeutic environment and milieu that will promote healing and recovery? So, again, we had an earlier recommendation about the trauma-informed care initiative. BHD is also moving forward with the CCISC, which is for people with co-occurring diagnosis, which we also strongly support. And the recommendation that I especially wanted to call to your attention here is these initiatives which promote culture change are great things, but for them to be successful, it means providing the funding and the support for staff to actually participate in training. you know, Aurora is an active partner in this, and they shared with us their experience of culture change, and that was one of the messages that we clearly got, that, you know, in a private healthcare system, they're able to take the time for their staff to step away from their work responsibilities, to attend a training experience, and to really involve all of the staff. I mean, you know, from the maintenance people to the CEO, that you really need that kind of inclusion to truly be successful with culture change. And staff have been strong partners in this. Both Jeff Weber and Candace Ollie, who are here today from the Nurses Union, have been very involved. And what we've heard again and again is how difficult. Everyone is working so hard. They're short on staff. It's hard for people to take time away from work to attend training, and there's not funding in the budget. So that's a recommendation I wanted to call to your attention and hope you'll be supportive of, that the funding allocated for trauma-informed care in the budget could be used to support having staff participate in a training session, because we won't be successful with culture change if there aren't those opportunities to support staff and, of course, the mentoring and oversight that's necessary as well. Another area that was a focus for the patient-centered care work group had to do with people who have both a mental illness and developmental disabilities. And we think that this is an area that really is very important, because these are individuals who have a lot of complexity to provide them with appropriate services and supports. We saw that there's some very positive things going on. We heard from an OT and a psychologist in the OBS area who have a lot of background in working with people with developmental disabilities. I think everyone was very impressed by the innovative things they're doing and their dedication and commitment. But the other take-home message is, you know, they're just two people, and the needs are much greater than that. And, you know, I think one of the things we really heard is people are often coming to BHD, and they're not appropriately placed there. They're just coming because there isn't the capacity right now in the community. There isn't the, you know, they often end up on acute care, and this was mentioned in the audit report as well, but they're not appropriately placed there. So we're very committed to working to find other models and working with other communities who've had more success with this. And one model that we're excited about is some of the work that is being done in Dane County with the Community Ties Program. This is in partnership with the Wiseman Center, which is the University of Wisconsin-Madison Center for Excellence for People with Developmental Disabilities. Each state has a center of excellence for people with developmental disabilities. So they do a lot of research in this area. And we're planning to bring them in to speak to a future meeting of the Community Advisory Board with the thought that they may have some good models, be a good resource. They also do training, a lot of training on how to deal with aggressive and difficult behaviors, which is an important area, as we've heard about this morning. So those were some areas of focus for the patient-centered care work group. The community linkages work group is, again, focusing on how can we help people, once they're back in the community, get access to the services that will enable them to maintain their health independence and to stop the revolving door that we currently have, where people tend to, you know, cycle through PCS again and again. Some of the areas that they focused on had to do with our existing community network in terms of SAIL. And there are some ideas there for system enhancement that we hope to move forward with BHD. And they also talk about, we also talked about the concern that there currently is not an appeals process. If people apply for service in SAIL and they're currently denied, there is no formal appeals process at this time, and that's something that's legally required. So we would urge that appeals process be put in place. It's the documentation that you have to assemble to be considered for admission to sales is quite complex. You know, there's a lot of work that people go put forth to make an application for consideration, and there should be some way that they have the ability, if they're denied eligibility for service, to get that reconsidered. In terms of other areas with access for service, another area that we wanted to make you aware of is outpatient services. I think that, that we just can't say enough about how vital the role of outpatient services. I mean, we heard stories of people who are literally coming to our emergency room at PCS and even being admitted to the hospital because they were not able to get access to outpatient services in the community. And this just doesn't make sense. You know, there's a very big fiscal note to this, and it's very traumatizing for people as well. So BHD does play a role in offering some great outpatient services. The problem is that the availability of services is not adequate to meet the great need. So again, some of the opportunities for more public partnerships, public-private partnerships, are something that we would encourage exploring here. Joy Tapper, who directs the Milwaukee County partnership, is on our committee and, you know, may be a good resource for that, both looking at the FQHCs, who provide some outpatient service, getting an enhanced Medicaid rate, as well as other venues. So this is an area that we would call to your attention and also to the special committee that I know some of you are serving on, the importance of this. The area of emergency detentions. This is something that the committee spent a lot of time talking about. Again, this is an area where we must do better. I mean, we have a rate of emergency detentions that's just off the charts. Again, that just isn't making sense from a fiscal perspective or a human perspective. When people are brought into service in handcuffs against their will, it's very costly to the system, and it's very traumatizing for the person. And if you compare us to other counties, the emergency detention rates are going down in other counties. So Milwaukee County really has an opportunity, I think, to do some process improvement here. We've got some great people on the Community Advisory Board who can be partners in this. Individuals who are involved working with the private hospitals and with law enforcement on training. You know, we think a big part of this is a training issue. We talked yesterday at the BHAC, which is the Behavioral Health Advisory Committee, where a lot of the hospitals are present, about maybe working together on some of the initiative to look at this issue. So I'd urge the different process improvement committees that are going on to have the issue of our high rate of emergency detentions high on your radar. It's completely unacceptable. In terms of the safety committee, the third work group, and one that I think is particularly integral to a lot of the issues that we talked about today. One of the things, again, that we wanted to put high on your radar and ask for your support on is ensuring that we have the right staff and sufficient staff to maintain safety and the quality of care. Again, with your support, additional money was put in the budget for more CNAs and also for RN3s. I just can't emphasize enough how important those positions are. And sometimes, you know, because of some of the challenges on the ground, you know, what's put in the budget doesn't always translate into reality. So we wanted to urge you to do what you can as policymakers to ensure that that does move forward. This new zone system has been put in place, and you know, it seems that there's been positive feedback on that, but it's also meant that staff are stretched more thin. So, you know, if a CNA has to take a break or go to lunch or take a patient to court, often an RN has to cover then. So the initiative to put in additional CNA positions is very important. The other thing we talked a lot about is we heard a lot of concerns about the need for some of the CNA staff to be more patient-centered in their approach. You know, they come in, they don't, for the most part, have much experience working with people with mental illness, and we heard a lot of feedback about how some CNA staff give the sense that, you know, kind of, I'm more interested in reading my magazine than in being supportive of you, the patient, that they're really, although there's some wonderful CNAs, that there are some challenges on that front. And it sounded as though, you know, part of it may be that there isn't the kind of oversight and mentoring that would help, you know, when new staff come on board to see if people are, you know, doing well and performing well or if they need more oversight. It seemed like the RN3 positions, which are like, as I understand it, kind of a lead RN, and those positions have been difficult to fill, that might be one component of the solution. So we wanted to call that to your attention. But the other piece that we wanted to encourage is maybe looking at different ways to recruit CNAs. Again, to talk about Aurora, they have a partnership where some of the different educational institutions that train CNAs, they bring the CNAs into Aurora so that while they're in training, they have the opportunity to work there and have an internship. So Aurora said how helpful this is. They get to screen the CNAs and see who's good and who would we want to hire. And also then they have a pool of people who've had exposure to working with people with mental illness, because this is a very specialized area. You know, most CNAs work in, you know, long-term care with older adults. This is a very different population. So we wanted to suggest some of those ideas. I know we're very short on time. I have a lot of enthusiasm for sharing the work of the Community Advisory Board with you, but I want to be sensitive to the scheduling constraints. So I'd like to, you know, thank you for your time and support, and again offer, you know, my willingness to, you know, update any of you on an individual basis and continue this conversation, because we really need your involvement and partnership to achieve continued improvements both in safety and quality of care. Thank you.
Supervisor DeMetriou.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I was just discussing with the Chairwoman how we want to proceed, and this is just awesome information, and it's just, it really gives you a point of view from the patient's experience, which when we're looking at all these changes in transition, it's important. And I think this report really gives you an idea about that and has some very valuable recommendations. So what I'd like to propose is referring to staff, and we'd like more information from our staff in the form of a report on what the next step would be in implementing some of these recommendations. So, you know, this committee wants to be very careful that as we have all these special committees and you all are putting a lot of time and work and effort into this, we want that to result in actions and positive change. So, but we need help too, because we need to figure out exactly how to take this, can we implement it, how much it will cost. Some things here, I don't want to simplify it, but I think some things are easier than others.
Sure.
So why don't we start with those and have some successes together? So I'd like to make that referral at this time, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions from committee members?
I do have one card
from Mary Patel Russ, and you have a question.
Has any of the committees, I have no idea how many committees are working on this or any special groups, has anybody suggested, as I am, just giving up and walking away? That's the question that we deal with. Just giving up, walk away, give it all to other hospitals, other groups in Milwaukee County, get out and sit with other areas, parks, airport, whatever. I think it is so horrific it cannot be fixed. I've done deeply based on my training out there to get my master's in psychiatric social work under Joe Burton, Helen Carey, based on at least 15 involuntary commitments to that place, have done very well and very decent. I say it's impossible, and I have put in a complaint against compounding IBDS problems. What that will be, that's the question, but one other one, because I really am a social worker at heart. I don't hear anything of any social workers trained, clinical social workers standing up and saying, this is what I believe, or NASW Wisconsin believes, or the National Association of Social Workers, and they have people that have to be accredited, trained, master's degrees. I hear about nurses, CNAs, occupational therapy. That's all I want to say. And this has been a long-standing problem at the Mental Health Center. Is a steady emphasis. Listen, I don't care if you, what you do, I do care about the Mental Health Center. What I mean is about social workers. But for God's sake, think about it. Use your heads. Hull House in Chicago. Who stands in this society for all of human beings? All of them. A holistic psychosocial approach. It's social workers, not nurses, not even psychiatric nurses. They're pushing drugs all the time. You could make a real good case that the problem in this country is poverty. And poverty and low income and discrimination result in, perhaps, even going psychotic. So I'm going to leave it, but I pray God that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, if we have any reporters here, keeps going on until the county says, please God forgive us for what we've done, and we now see the light, and it's impossible, and we're getting out, not even selling to St. Michael's, getting out, do the parts, do something you're trying to do. I thought I knew poverty until I've been poor since 1987. Listen a minute, especially to this lady, the woman I love and have only been a friend with is from the Ukraine. I'm speaking to both Peggy West, who knows me, and this one. Please, please do not make a mistake. And the arrogance of assuming you understand mental illness. You want to understand, go be a patient. Don't listen to the patients. Go and be a patient. Then, after you've been there a month, and you see what's going on in some of these horror units, then come and see what you advise. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm sorry, forgive me, but I'm a lifelong Milwaukee County resident, and I've had, as I told the man from Jewish Family Services, endless lawsuits against the Milwaukee County Mental Health Center. And now, please, you're so naive. I can tell you the number of complaints I put on to the nursing staff, as a patient, to the doctor's staff. Woman being dragged, an older woman across the floor right here. I'm not making this up. That's in the past, of course, but I have no great hopes from what little I'm reading in the paper that things are going to change. Please, for God's sake, consider getting out, give the Anzac family some money.
Okay.
Get all of this. I'm sorry, though. You know I care about beautiful literature. The other lady, the lady I'm referring to is Professor Emeritus Catherine Phillips, 3238 North Downer. You want a character reference, go ask her. I was her secretary.
Okay. Thank you.
I am a decent human being and I care very much about this subject. Gotta stop the shit.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. We do have a motion on the table for referral to staff. Is there any further comments or questions? I want to thank you very much, Ms. Becker, and I'm glad that we were able to. I want to thank you for your flexibility today, too. I'm glad that we were able to get this all done by 11:30. Yay!
Yes, good job.
So, yes, remind Supervisor Mayo of that because he was a little distraught about the 8 a.m. start time, but we pulled it off, so it made it worth it. All right. On the motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Demetria.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer to staff is approved.
And for those of you who are interested, the county executive will begin his State of the County address at 12.